Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to The Balance. My name is Tom, and I'll tell you what, normally I would have right alongside me that redneck from Philly, but that redneck from Philly appears to be caught up in some traffic in a meeting and one thing after another. So my name is Tom, hosting the show right along by myself tonight. So we're going to have a lot to talk about, so make sure that you send us your comments at tbalance@ymail.com. Also send us your tweets at tbalance or on Facebook, The Balance. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a long drought, but guess what tonight is, folks? It is absolutely Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football, we will see what happens out there in New York. Who is really the Jet or the Giant of New York? And it should be a really exciting game there on ESPN. Let's talk a little bit about right now about the first home game with the Indianapolis Colts. The preseason game out there at Lucas Oil. Our first loss of the season, 37-17 to the San Francisco 49ers. I know, it's just preseason. And, you know, hey, we always lose in the preseason. Well, that's true. We always do lose in the preseason. But come on, guys, what happened out there at Lucas Oil? I mean, everything seemed to fall apart after the general, speaking of the man, number 18, Peyton Manning, left the show there. But you know, hey, it's a situation where you've got Curtis Painter, and I think that he's going to be a good one. I mean there's a lot of reasons why I think that Curtis Painter would be is the backup. He is the backup. It's his job to lose. So you know, I'd love to hear your comments. So give me a comment at tbalance@ymail.com, or also, you know, you can shoot us a Facebook comment, or I'm live here on the chat room, so you can absolutely give us a call. Welcome to The Balance. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, and so make sure that you shoot us your emails, your texts, and your tweets. We'd love to hear from you. Like I said, that redneck from Philly has quite not made it in. Is that a word that I can use, quite not made it in? He is stuck in some traffic issues, and if you've ever been to Indianapolis and you know what's going on around 465, you absolutely know the traffic issues that we're dealing with here in Indianapolis. So he is going to join us just as soon as he can here, and hopefully it'll be soon. So those of you that tuned in to hear the redneck from Philly and to hear the NASCAR expertise, he will be with us, and we will jump to him just as soon as he gets in and get his opinion on tonight's game. But Tonight, from here on out, every Monday night, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the Monday night football game of the night. And tonight, we've got the Jets and the Giants. And I'll tell you what, it is going to be an exciting game. It's a preseason game, yes, 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 blah, 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 blah. But it's going to be an exciting game. So all I'm saying is, if you're ready for some football, it is absolutely the game to watch. And it's coming on right now on ESPN, so make sure that you click over there. But turn the volume down during the time that you're here listening to The Balance, because it's the Giants versus about Colts football and our backup quarterback. We talk about it every year. This is the one time a year that the backup quarterback gets his spotlight. And I mean, for the longest time we've dealt with Sorgi, and I still say Jim Sorgi has the greatest backup quarterback job in the NFL. I'm telling you what, he does. And he doesn't have a lot of time to polish his skills, really. What you've got is you've got a quarterback that backs up Peyton Manning. And now he's backing up Eli Manning down there in with the Giants. So that does have a tie-in for tonight, because I'm sure we'll see a lot of Jim Sorgi play tonight. So, you know, the thing about Sorgi and Painter, they're two different quarterbacks, two different styles. And, you know, you hear a lot of – we have a lot of Bear fans who either love or hate their quarterback. And right now I think they're in a situation – comments, just give us a call tweet or email, and we'll go from there. Again, I apologize. My redneck from Philly, my counterpart and partner in crime, is unable to join us tonight. So kind of caught me by surprise, and so I'm kind of handling the show here tonight. So you guys are just going to have to understand a little bit, and hopefully Kevin will jump on board here with us very, very soon. Again, you know, welcome to The Balance. What we do here is we talk sports. That's what we do. We're all about talking sports, and we'll give you a full balance. We're like the four major food groups for sports talk. We give you every aspect of it. We're going to talk a little football tonight. We're going to talk a little baseball tonight. Of course, we're going to spend a lot of time on football, talking about Monday Night Football. We're also going to talk a little NASCAR. We're going to wait and see if Kevin can join the show here. But if he cannot, we will talk a little NASCAR toward the end of the show. Just don't want to take his limelight away, if you know what I mean. But you missed a great game out there in Lucas Oil Stadium. Well, I say great. Great for what preseason is all about. It was an interesting game. You know, it certainly is a lot of season to happen yet. And here's the thing. Curtis Painter is going to be the backup to Peyton Manning. Need to get used to it. We're going to give him his props right now, because Curtis Painter is the backup to Peyton Manning. It's his job to lose, and I'm just saying that, you know, he may have came from Purdue. We'll forgive him there, but you know, here's the thing. Sorgi, Painter, whoever your pick is for Peyton Manning, if you're thinking you're going to see much play time of the backup quarterback for Peyton Manning, then we've got a problem here in Indianapolis, and that is the fact that if you see him play, then you know there's something drastically wrong with our general by the number 18, Peyton Manning. So we're going to – you need to understand that his job is not to be the superstar. You know, his job is to get out there and to keep the game alive and to call the plays. Peyton Manning's calling the plays from the sidelines. Even if he happens to be on the sidelines, I guarantee you that he's running the plays that Peyton Manning tells him to play. Perfectly executed? Maybe not. But I can tell you one thing. It is a job that a lot of backup quarterbacks would die for. And it is a job that really one of some of the best quarterbacks out there are going to have. So you got to understand, in my opinion, that Curtis Painter, he's the guy. He's the guy that's going to be taking the snaps here for the next few weeks, and we'll see how it plays out. Obviously, Sorgi's playing there tonight. I think Eli Manning will play somewhere around probably 17 to 20 minutes, and that's just how it's going to be. And I just think one day Painter's brilliance will manifest itself fully, and he will become the greatest NFL head coach of all time. I'm just saying, Curtis Painter won a secret contest where an average fan like us get to wear an official Colts uniform and pretend to be an NFL quarterback. I'm just saying, if you're Peyton Manning's backup, that's the job to have. Curtis Painter is, I think Curtis Painter is actually Peyton Manning's little cousin on his mom's side, a key member of Peyton Manning's entourage. Now, actually, I understand. I know what you're saying. I'm getting a little far-fetched there, but definitely give us your tweets, and you can certainly log on to our show here again. Give us a call if you're around a phone. And here very, very soon we will have a toll-free number for you to call as well. So we want to make sure that you find us on Twitter, TBalance, capital T Balance, and that's on Twitter, Facebook, The Balance, and you can certainly also jump in on the chat room here that we've got open too. So got the start chat session. There we go. Don't want to say any wrong words that the FTC might later on say inappropriate. We would hate to get kicked off of Blog Talk Radio. Also, you can find us all over, and so we are now all over the nation. So we're very excited to have you as a fan. And to be a fan, also, it's very, very simple. Well, not just to be a fan, but go ahead and bounce over there to Facebook and search The Balance, and you'll find me and Kevin's Ugly Mug, and you understand why we have a face for internet radio, if you will. So we got a lot of exciting things to talk about tonight. We've got things throughout the whole NFL that we're going to do a lot of talking about. We've got the AFC, and we've got we're just going to talk a little bit about the Patriots and what they've got going on over there with Tom Brady. And we're going to talk a little bit about tonight's game, and we're going to talk a lot about tonight's game as far as, the Giants and the Jets going on out there right now. So we want to make sure that you guys are getting all the emails to us. You can send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, and so we look forward to hearing from you. And we got a lot of stuff going on in baseball, and the baseball arena is going on. Of course, we had the big fight between the Cincinnati Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals, my St. Louis Cardinals. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. That was a drama that unfolded down there at Great American Ballpark. I believe it was at Great American Ballpark. But, no, actually, that was probably at St. Louis. I'm losing my mind here today. So that's because I need Kevin, the redneck from Philly, my sidekick. And, so I don't know if he's going to join us or not. But in your memory. Let's go racing, boys. So let's talk a little bit about NASCAR. I'll tell you what, the NASCAR circuit is heating up. And too bad that the redneck from Philly is not right here with us. We're going to jump back over to football here in a minute. But it was an exciting weekend. And we're very, very excited to talk. And at least these opening laps, your teammates are. I think you all need to send hate mail to tbalance@ymail.com to Kevin and let him know that he really let the team down, getting caught in traffic and not being able to join the show tonight. I know that he wants to join the show, but he has been otherwise occupied. So, well, anyway, congratulations to Kevin Harvick. He got his winner's gear on. Yes, he did. He won the race out there in Michigan. And you know what? Kevin Harvick has That's an area that's the only reason apparently now that we have Kevin on the show is because he brings us the redneck view or the NASCAR view of the show. Actually, it was the first time Kevin Harvick ever visited the Michigan International Speedway in 1999. Also marked his first occasion he met Dale Earnhardt. So that was a pretty big thing there. So anyway, so that's going on over there, and so give us your tweets, your Facebook pages. We look forward to hearing from you, and what all's going on. So let's jump up back a little bit here, and we're going to talk a little bit about tonight's game, Monday Night Football. Got a lot going on over there tonight in New York. The very first game in the Meadowlands. So whose stadium is it? I mean, is it the Giants? Is it the Jets? Do they share one? They're probably first day in high school looking for homeroom. And so that's going on over there in the Meadowlands. It's going on right now. So make sure that if you've got your comments on this season with the NFL, give me your comments at tbalance@ymail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and search the Facebook. And like I said before, if you've just tuned in and you're looking for Kevin, my partner in crime, and that redneck from Philly, well, he is tied up or otherwise engaged. So he should be joining us before too much longer. But who will win tonight's game? Will it be the Giants? Will it be the Jets? Who will be the triumphant party out there in the Meadowlands? Would love to hear your comments on that. And like I said, we've got the chat room open, so make sure that you send us your chats and your chats. Yes. That is a word that we're going to use tonight, your chats, because of the fact that it's just me and you. Our redneck from Philly has not, actually he's in jail. He's been arrested. He's been arrested for disorderly conduct. Of course I'm kidding. Of course that would boost our ratings a little bit. So, Kevin, you know what you need to do is you need to join the show here just as quickly as you can here, and realize that that we're ready to hear from you and bring you on board here. But you know, we've got a lot of football coming up here. I mean, I'm seeing a survey. This will probably be about 59% of you think that the Jets are going to win tonight over the Giants. So, hey, interesting pass on that. So we'll take on that, I should say, on the Jets and Giants game going on out there in the Meadowlands. So glad you could join us tonight on The Balance. My name is Tom. Usually, right alongside me is my sidekick from Philly, that redneck from Philly, but he is not here right now. And we're going to continue to say that till he joins us tonight. So, you know, so here's my question to you. Why is everybody so high on the Jets? Yeah, sure, they made the AFC title game last year, but they needed the Bengals and the Colts to lay down and hand them the victories in the last 2 weeks to just make the playoffs. I mean, come on. And, you know, do we really want to dive into that Jets-Colts game? I mean, I think that we've let that donkey rest for a little bit. But, hey, it's preseason. Exciting to see what's going on out there in the Meadowlands. Right now the game is the Giants 7, the Jets 0. 8 minutes and 51 seconds left in the first, and they're at 1st and 10. They're on Monday Night Football for those of you who don't get ESPN. Chances are if you don't get ESPN, you're not listening to our show either. So, come on, people, 2010. It's time to jump on board and get the internet here. But, we've got a lot of things to talk about, and we'll be very interested in hearing from you. We've got just a little over 30 minutes left in the show. We'll be glad to take your comments at tbalance@ymail.com, or you can certainly find us on the internet on Facebook, The Balance, and you can also chat with us. We've got the live chat going on right now, so very interested in hearing your comments about all the sports that are going on tonight, and we'll try to get Kevin on here very, very shortly on the and talk a little bit of NASCAR like we normally do. And we're going to bounce over to some baseball here in just a few minutes and talk a little bit about what's going on in the major league. And right now, like I said, the Giants are leading the Jets over there 7-0 in the Meadowlands. This is the first game in the Meadowlands, so it's an exciting time of what's going on there. And we're interested to see how that's going to play out throughout the night. Going to be a very good game. Going to be the Jets, this is their time to say, let's see who we pick. I mean, because they have a a lot, really, what we're seeing here with the Jets is pretty much their team. So you'll probably see a lot more playing of the Jets go on than the Giants tonight. The other Manning will probably be leaving the game very, very soon here, if he has not yet. I've not seen the update. Bouncing over to the MLB, fellas. That's right. Major League Baseball going on, and really got a lot to talk about over there in the baseball arena, that's for sure. And so there again, like I said before, make sure that you bounce over there and to the Facebook, Twitter. You can find us on Twitter, T-Balance.
Ball!
The baseball.
Ball! I don't know what could have come over me, sir. I meant to say strike.
Gonna have some baseball coming up. Hey, make sure that you stay right there with us. We are going to be going and over to the MLB very, very soon here, right after this break. We'll be right back. Stay there. Do not move. And welcome back to The Balance. We're going to jump over and talk a little bit about baseball. And so make sure that you send us your comments on the MLB. And we've got a lot going on over there tonight. We've got Monday Night Baseball going on. First of all, what we really want to do is spend some time talking about them Reds, them Cardinals. Come on. Have you lost your mind? You know, they're saying that's going to go down as one of the greatest fights of all time with the Cardinals and the Reds. I don't know if you probably saw the clips going on back there in with the Reds and the Cardinals. I'll tell you what, it was a fight above all fights. And if you haven't heard it, what happened was last week, the Cardinals and the Reds were getting ready to do battle. And as we know, this has been a very, very heated time between the Cardinals and the Reds. And see, this is what happens when I have to do this show solo, Kevin. I have to do all the buttons myself. So, you know what, here's the thing on the on having to do that all myself is I can't find my sound button. See, it was really going to sound cool too. I was really had it all worked up and ready to go, and yet I am out there on the SOS paddle all by myself. Nobody's out there trying to rescue me, and so come rescue me, guys, at tbalance@ymail.com, and let's talk a little baseball on what's going on with those Cardinals and the Reds, and what was on with the fight. I had the sound bite all ready to go, and it has died on me. But anyway, like I said, I'm handling the show all by myself tonight, so give me a little break on what's going on here, and we look forward to hearing your comments at tbalance@ymail.com. You can also shoot us an email. You can also find us on Twitter at tbalance. T-Balance. Yep. So we look forward to hearing from you. So let's talk a little bit about baseball and what's going on in the Major League arena there. And I do apologize for the technical difficulties that we're dealing with right now. Kevin, I just want you to know that this is all entirely your fault. Actually, I'm just giving him a hard time because he hasn't quite got here yet, and so he's usually the engineer for the show. And I did not realize till the very last minute here that he was going to not be able to make it in. So he should be coming in hopefully sometime before the end of the show here, and we will find that out. But I promise you, we will get all the technical difficulties worked out very, very soon here, and that we'll be able to join him live on the air here. Okay, all right. So we're gonna just continue to talk a little bit about Monday Night Football. We've got the Giants and the Jets going on. So send us your comments. Would love to hear your comments. And at tbalance@ymail.com, and you can certainly find us there, or you can find us on Facebook, and or you can find us on Twitter, tbalance.com, or tbalance, yep. But we're on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us here tonight. We're really enjoying talking to you a little bit about Monday Night Football. Every Monday night we're going to be here. We're going to be talking football on Monday night. I mean, that what else goes with Monday night but football? So, and again, I would like to apologize for the fact that Kevin has not been able to join us tonight. He has gotten tied up in some other engagements. So I do apologize about that, and he will join us here just as soon as he possibly can. But what we were talking a little bit about, and I apologize as my technical difficulties were going crazy here, we were talking a little bit about what was going on with the Cardinals and the Reds. I mean, this was a fight, and Carpenter greatly regrets what happened. But I'm going to say, actually, it was one of the best fights I mean, I know you shouldn't say Beth's fights is a really a good fight. They were acting like children, but I'm going to tell you, probably one of the best fights, and it really, really kind of broke up a showdown out there in the National League Central. I mean, so if you missed it, you missed one of the best fights of all time. Yattle, whoo, boy, see, this is what happens, Kevin. Every time we hear a blooper tonight, we're going to blame everything on Kevin. But basically, the Molina got up in the face of, see, this is what happens, but got up in the face of the Reds, and the fight started. And then it was on, the benches cleared, and it was a big fight. So anyway, enough about the fight. Well, guys, I'll tell you what, it's been a great show tonight. We're going to have to, unfortunately, end this a little bit sooner due to technical difficulties, and I apologize for that. I promise you next Monday night will be a better show, and we hope that you guys will definitely join us for the show on next Monday night. But we do have some technical difficulties, so unfortunately, we're going to have to end the show. Thanks. And I apologize for the technical difficulties that happened with the show there. It just sometimes modern technology catches up to us and it gets the best of us, and there's just not much more than we can do. So I do apologize. Welcome back to The Balance. My name is Tom. Typically right alongside me is my partner in crime, that redneck from Philly. And he is unable to join us tonight, so we will try to connect with him again next week. And again, let me apologize for the technical difficulties that we had with tonight's show. We look forward to getting all of these bugs resolved. We're talking football. We're talking Monday Night Football. We're talking over there at the Meadowlands, the Jets. And the Giants out there in New York. So give us your comments at tbalance@ymail.com. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance. We look forward to hearing from you, so make sure that you give us a call back just as soon as you can here. And on Facebook as well, on the Twitter, we're going to call it the Twitter from now on. We're still dealing with some technical difficulties, so really, it's kind of like what we're doing is we're just kind of trying to make the best out of a bad situation right now. So make sure that you get you connect with us just here, just as the best that you can. And we apologize for any and all the technical difficulties that are going on right now. But I have tuned into The Balance. You are definitely in the right spot. So we look forward to hearing from you. tbalance@ymail.com. And you're on blogtalkradio.com. And you can also find us in various different other places, and we're certainly working on the process of getting on iTunes and so forth. So we look forward to hearing from you. Again, this is The Balance on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tom, and typically right alongside me is that redneck from Philly, but he is not here tonight, so I do apologize for that. And so hope that you guys understand that we're not going to be able to bring you any NASCAR tonight, but here very, very soon next week we will have the NASCAR back online. So that's just kind of what's going on right now, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can find us at tbalance@ymail.com. And we're talking a little bit about Monday Night Football. So we're just going to talk a little bit about football. It's tied up out there in the Meadowlands. We got the Jets and the Giants tied up at there at 7. And I tell you what, it's an exciting game. Whenever you get a preseason game that's tied up, they're 3rd and 14. There are 23 seconds left in the first. And so probably be able to see a little bit of Jim Sorgi play a little bit tonight. If you remember right, he used to be Peyton Manning's backup quarterback. Like I said at the very beginning of this show, the best job of a backup quarterback is to be one of the Manning quarterbacks, because you're not going to get any play time, but yet you still get your time in. So there again, we look forward to hearing from you at tbalance@ymail.com. And I do want to apologize again for all the technical difficulties that the show has tonight. We are going through a lot of changes, and certainly look forward to the outcome, or the light at the end of the tunnel with those changes. That's for sure. So you feel free to email us your comments at tbalance@ymail.com. And you can also find us on Twitter or on Facebook. The chat room is down right now. That's one of the other technical difficulties that we have. And so we will have that back up and running next week. So let's talk a little bit about the Indianapolis Colts and where they're going to go this year. Where do you guys think that the Colts are going to go? We look forward to hearing your comments. And we've got just a few minutes left in the show tonight. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about the Cardinals, the Reds, the Phillies, the Cubs, whatever you want to talk about. Make sure that you shoot us a comment at tbalance@ymail.com. Again, want to apologize for the technical difficulties that have gone on with this show, and I apologize that we've had the interruption with the show that we've had tonight, and hopefully that won't happen anymore. But unfortunately, with modern technology and the way that the internet works and things, sometimes it just becomes to be a little bit difficult. We lost internet coverage here, and trying to bring that back. So right now, just we are just kind of winging it as we go, and just to be honest with you here. So again, I apologize about the technical difficulties. We'll have the balance up and running again for next week, absolutely for sure. So make sure that you join us there. And we're talking about the Jets and the Giants, and we're talking the NFL, and we're talking a lot of baseball that's going on even yet tonight too. So we look forward to hearing from you. And again, tbalance@ymail.com. You can find us on Facebook at just search The Balance. And you can also find us on Twitter, tbalance on Twitter. So look forward to hearing your comments. Again, I want to apologize for the technical difficulties that we're experiencing with the show right now. We are trying to get those up and running as we go along here. But let's talk a little bit about what you want to talk about. And again, I apologize. I'm just I'm trying to get all this stuff up and running as we talk, and we've got some time left on the show, so I want to make sure what has happened for those of you that don't know. We have had a sudden interruption in our internet service, which we rely on internet because this is internet talk radio. And so what we were having it to do here is just deal with the technology and how it dishes it out. So give us a few moments here. We'll get back with you here in just a few moments. Like I said, this is The Balance on Blog Talk Radio. And we hope to get everything working here very, very soon here. It does appear that we have our internet back. I'm just telling you what's going on. We have lost our internet coverage. We hope to have our internet coverage back here very soon. Again, if you've tuned into The Balance, we will resume all normal operations as of next week. We apologize about the inconvenience for this week's show. It's just been one of those things that have been beyond our control, and so, like I said, you can make sure that you email us at tbalance@ymail.com. You can also find us on Blog Talk Radio. You can also send us a tweet at tbalance, and then our Facebook, you can search The Balance. We're talking a little bit about Monday Night Football. We're glad that you can join us. Again, we apologize for any of the technical difficulties that have occurred for tonight. We're trying our best to get these resolved as we go along. Unfortunately, we're having to do a lot of this stuff ourselves as we're on the air. So I just appreciate your patience, and we're going to get all this resolved for next week before next week's show comes on online here. So we hope to get a little bit more discussion going on as far as Monday Night Football, baseball, whatever you want to talk about, baseball, the Reds, the Cardinals, the Cubs, the Phillies, you know, the Yankees, the Rangers, the Braves. So just make sure that you send us your comments at tbalance@ymail.com. And like I said, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We're trying to get everything resolved. So I do appreciate your patience in the matter of everything. So we will be back online here as far as on our end. Now, I understand on your end, from what I'm being told, that you can hear us just fine. But on my end, I'm like a blind man walking around in the dark with no sound. I absolutely have lost everything on my end. So that's what's going on. And so just be with us, and we appreciate your patience. Again, you have reached The Balance. We are on every Monday night at 8 o'clock, and like I said, we are working through a few bugs as we switch interfaces, and we're trying to do everything ourselves, obviously. So what we want to do is make sure that we bring you the best possible show possible. And so, you know, sometimes that said, we have some technical difficulties and bugs that we have to work out that we did not realize was going to happen until they happened. So appreciate your patience. Again, this is T-Balance, The Balance, and you can email us at tbalance@ymail.com. I do think that we have got our stuff back. So we're going to take a quick unexpected break here, and we will be back here just as soon as we can.
don't know what could have come over me, sir. I meant to say strike.
And welcome back to The Balance, guys. I hope everybody has had a chance to regroup. I think we're actually back on the air. I think we're back the way everything is supposed to be now. Unfortunately, we've just got a few minutes left in tonight's episode. Wow, and what a crazy turn of events that we had going on. But welcome back to The Balance, and I do apologize. We were talking before we got interrupted about the Cardinals and the Reds back down there in Great American Ballpark. I tell you what, it was between Molina and Phillips in the first inning Tuesday night that the bench is just cleared out, and they're saying that this is going to go down as to one of the best fights, if you want to call. This isn't hockey, it is baseball, so we don't get our chances to see him every time. But the bench is cleared there in the first inning, and believe it or not. And when it was over, there were outs, there were scraps, there were senses that the Cardinals had gotten the better of it all. But hey, you know our guys. The manager, Tony La Russa, said, this isn't the first time that we've been challenged. And you've got to go up and down the roster, and we've got a bunch of guys that are very tough characters. And that's kind of what Tony La Russa said. Fight actually brought out the best of them. St. Louis won the first two games of the showdown between the series between the teams that locked up in a tight race back in May, and they've just been going at it ever since. And the Cardinals moved to a season high 14 games over 500 with a few percentage points ahead of the Reds, who had the division lead for at least the last 8 days. Unfortunately, those Cubbies have put a snag and thrown a wrench in it. And I'll tell you what, you ever wonder why a Cardinal fan hates the Cubs? That's the reason why, is because they're not even in the chase. They're not even in the fight, but yet they put the Reds back in first place. So it was a fight that happened, and the defending champions, that's right, defending champions. The Cardinals. I know. I'm letting the best of it come out. It's been a rough night, so you know I have to boast a little bit about my Cardinals, what they're doing, and what they're all about. I'll tell you what, it is on over there in, especially the National League Central, and see what's going on between the Reds and the Cardinals. And you might want to jump over there and check that out. It's certainly a lot more. It looks like a new rivalry forming for the Cardinals when you've got the Cubs and the Cardinals, and you now apparently you've got the Reds and the Cardinals. Again, my name's Tom. You have reached The Balance. We've had some technical difficulties show today, and I appreciate your patience through everything. This certainly is a show that probably won't make it to the archives. And we're gonna do a lot of talking about football throughout the season, and football, baseball, NASCAR. Typically, the redneck from Philly, my partner in crime, usually handles that end of things. But tonight he got tied up unexpectedly, and so we're kind of winging it solo tonight, as they say. But we got 4 minutes left. Would love to hear your comments. You can email us at cbalance@ymail.com. You can also send us a Facebook comment. No comments about tonight. I will delete them. But would love to hear your comments, you know, about Monday Night Football and what's going on over there. Tonight is the Jets and the Giants are going on over there in the Meadowlands. The Jets are up 10-7 against 10. And you're going to see a lot of Eli Manning play tonight. I think he's 26 yards and zero touchdowns tonight. So, you know, you're not going to see a lot of him. You're not going to see a lot of any Manning, for that matter. So, you know, at least for the next few weeks anyway, I should say. So, you know, we've just got a few minutes left, so make sure that you give us a call. I do want to apologize for the technical difficulties that we had tonight that kind of caused a big interruption in the show. And pretty unexpected, so we will get the show up and running back again for next week, and make sure you also check out the Off Balance that's on throughout the week as well. And we don't take any calls or comments for that show. That's just basically a 15-minute commentary that runs, and, you know, we try to get it on every day, but depending on schedule, sometimes that doesn't happen. We've got 2 minutes left on the show. Again, let me tell you guys, next week everything will be normal. Give us this is our mulligan, and we'll get everything going. We're going to take one last break here, and then we're going to go ahead and call it quits for tonight. Guys, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your patience. Remember, you can email us at tbalance@ymail.com, and you can also find us on Facebook. Just search The Balance. Guys, it's been great. We will see you.
Mind-boggling.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a, didn't you?
That's all, folks.